The landscape of Carbondale's 300 block on Main Street has shifted repeatedly throughout the last month. The block's business owners and the town's board of trustees are struggling to agree on changes in traffic patterns that will most benefit businesses and patrons during COVID-19's restrictions.
And having been through 3 months with the task force, where so many people were devoting so much time to trying to make it work, to have things fall apart right now in terms of this block is so disheartening.
That's Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson speaking at the June 23rd Board of Trustees meeting. In a previous meeting, the block's roadway had already been reduced to one-way traffic in a single lane so that businesses could spill onto the roadway. This traffic lane flipped to pedestrian use Friday and Saturday evenings. This design was put to the test for a couple weeks, but it soon became apparent that food and beverage businesses and retail businesses have very different needs. And these differences were leading to conflicts.
So I would ask everyone to please put away the judgment, put away the derogatory comments, and I appreciate that everyone is on this call, that they are trying to work together, but try harder because we can do better than this.
Further discussion of changes would have been on hold until the board's next regular meeting, July 14th, but trustee Erica Sparhawk met with business owners on Friday the 26th in order to get a special board meeting scheduled sooner.
The group decided that it would work to open it back up to two-way traffic during the day, every day of the week. Main Street will then close at 4 p.m. on either end of that block. During the day, for the two-way traffic to work, the restaurants that already have the existing decks will need to pull their tables, you know, back maybe onto the deck or just out of the way.
The agreement also includes two additional parking spaces for Batch so that their outdoor patio will maintain its current square footage, though its shape will change. Short-term parking spaces have mostly returned to regular parking status. Sunday traffic patterns remain in question as businesses decide whether to open at all on Sundays. The new plan allocates funds for extra marketing for Carbondale businesses. Trustee Ben Baumfalk says these expenses will likely be reimbursed through Garfield County's funds from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act.
I just think that's good to know as we consider, you know, everything that we're doing right now. We know we're in a tight budget situation, but anything that's directly COVID-related, it seems like it's a good opportunity to leverage that funding.
Changes in the agreement were put into place Wednesday this week. Amy Charters of Lulu Bell Clothing Boutique says she's hoping 300 block Main Street will be leaving the hostilities behind.
I really hope this puts us on the path to helping our block heal, because I feel like it has been a real sad time. And I just hope that we can all move forward together and kind of repair some of those relationships that are going on our block.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.